Hello and welcome. It's Christy Primmer coming from Primetime Consulting Services. Today, the training we're going to talk about is around liberating yourself and leveraging your personality. And it's something that I really love to talk about because, let's be honest, all too often we play small, right? We don't show up 100% all of the time. And some of you might think that you are. I know for a long time, I thought that I was showing up 100% all the time, and I wasn't. And how I really clued into the fact that I wasn't was I started looking at my results and measuring differences between days, weeks, months. And what I found was I was in a pattern of showing up between 75% and 90% consistently. What do you think changed for me and is continuously changing as I reevaluate how I'm really showing up and really start leveraging my skills, my talents, my personality, my education, my experience? You guessed it. More success, better results. I'm happier, healthier. My business is happier and healthier. My clients are happier and healthier. I attract higher caliber people to work with. And a lot of you may be working one-to-one. Some of you might have your own online communities or have a one-to-many model, speaking or the such. But here's the thing. When you start liberating yourself, and I've got some questions to unlock, you know, that hidden potential within you and unleash it into the world and all that crazy cool stuff. But when you start to liberate yourself and free yourself of self-imposed limitations, you really start to leverage your own personality. Like, self-awareness is key, right? I talk about self-awareness all the time. Well, self-awareness helps us be aware of our strengths, know what maybe we're not too good at, but more importantly, know what we don't want to be doing. And I'm going to guess that no matter how badass you are, you're still doing things that you don't necessarily want to be doing. And some of you might be doing things that a VA could be doing, a virtual assistant, or a personal assistant, or a manager, a bookkeeper, an accountant, whatever. But you think, I don't have enough money yet to pay someone, so I have to do it. No, 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 no. You need to free up your time, but we're gonna get to that. So what I want you to do is, I guess, take out a piece of paper and a pen. Most of you, if you follow me and you're into how I roll, you probably have a notebook handy already, but grab a pen and write down my ideal outcome. Okay, so write down my ideal outcome at the top of the page. And I want you to just take a minute and ask yourself, what is my ideal outcome? What is like the most awesomest, coolest, biggest vision that I have in my mind, my mind's eye right now, that I want to make happen? Write it down. You can do bullet points, or you don't have to get caught up in format, right? You don't have to make sentences. If you want to, that's cool too. But what does it look like? Okay, and you can come back to that. Then I want you to, you know, leave a little bit of room, go down the page and write, what specifically have I done so far? What have you done to date? And for some of you, this is going to be pages and pages and pages of stuff. And for others, it might just be a few things. But you know what? To each their own, this is an exercise designed to get you out of your own way. Because if you're not showing up 100%, you're limiting yourself. You're sabotaging yourself somehow. You know, it doesn't have to be drastic. It could be that you just aren't upping the ante. You're just not asking more of yourself. You're not really leveraging your personality. So what have you specifically done so far? Okay. And you'll come back to that. This is an exercise you can come back to time and time again. Keep the recording and use it however you need to. Then I want you right now just to take a deep breath. Clear the junk, clear the mental chatter, and close your eyes and really envision that ideal outcome that you just wrote about a few minutes ago. What are you doing? What are you wearing? Who are you with? What kind of car are you driving? What kind of house do you live in? What kind of work are you doing? Who are you working with? Are you laughing? Are you eating out at fancy restaurants? Are you traveling? Are you making a lot of money? Do you give a lot of money away to certain charities? Do you have children, dogs, cats, birds? What is your ideal outcome? Hold on to it. Get that vision so crystal clear in your mind and hold on to it. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Can you see it? And then I'm going to tell you something. Keep that vision, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to really impact you right now. Imagine not having any of that. Imagine never having that vision because you don't believe that you can. Imagine capping your growth and losing out on the ideal outcome. Imagine being in your own way because you're worried about what people think about you, or you're worried about who will like what you say, or who will agree with you, or and then because you worry and you care so much about what other people think, you never have that ideal outcome. Quite the twist, right? Write down right now, how are you capping your growth? What are you doing that's stunting your growth? Maybe you're hanging out with people that annoy you, drain you, don't get you. Maybe you're spending money foolishly and, aren't conscious of it. Maybe you're tolerating a poor relationship. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you're scared. Who knows? But how are you capping your growth? Maybe you're not picking up a book and reading because you tell yourself that you're not a reader. Maybe you're not taking 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 60 minutes a day for personal development. Maybe you've reached a level of success that feels good, so you don't think you have to do any more work. So keep that list for a minute. Now I want you to think about that ideal outcome. Okay, go back to it. It's powerful. You feel a little different right now, right? Because I just totally called you out on standing in your own way and not leveraging your skills and your personality to get to that ideal outcome. But go back to it. Feel it in your soul, deep in your soul, how badly you want that outcome. Picture yourself living the life of your dreams, waking up content, healthy, fulfilled. What do you need to do? What traits in your personality are you not tapping into? Maybe you get social anxiety, so you don't really network effectively. Maybe you need to learn how. Maybe it's time to start growing your business through your voice, through speaking. Maybe it's asking for more referrals. Maybe it's really just getting out of your own way and saying, you know what? I've got great personality. I've got social skills. I've got empathy. I relate to people. I need to be around more people. I need to talk more about my business, the opportunities that I have, how I help people. Build that confidence. Leverage your own personality. Make a list of all the skills, experience that you bring. Read it. Read it 100 times a day if you have to. Start tapping into you as a woman, as a leader, as a businesswoman, as every other title you want to give yourself. Leverage, leverage, leverage. Now, I want to ask one more question for this training, and then I'm gonna ask you to just really take it all in and reread the questions and answer, more, I guess, not more, on a deeper level, where you're not tuning in and tapping into your own skills and assets, really. So, what I want to ask you, what is possible right now for you? What's possible? What are you maybe humming or hawing about, or not quite sure if it's the right thing, but you really want to do it? What's possible for you right now? I mean, let's be honest, anything is possible, right? But what's possible for you? What could you be doing right now that you want to be doing, but you're not? What can you start doing? What's possible? I want to just tell you a little story about a client I was working with. She was an amazing woman. She owned her own business, and then actually, I think now she owns four businesses, but she owned her own business at the time I worked with her and had a lot of success, made good money, had a good marriage, great kids, all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. She wasn't happy. She kept trying to fit in this box of what happy was supposed to look like. And the more I worked with her, the more I recognized she didn't like being, I don't want to use the words tied down, but she didn't like being tied down with children, young children. She was like a spontaneous, ambitious woman who loved living on the edge and loved, taking risks, hence why she was an entrepreneur. And so I talked with her and I asked her, what's possible? She said, well, there's all these things that are possible, but I'm a wife and I'm a mom. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a wife and I'm a mom and I do all kinds of great things. What's possible for you? Where are you not tapping into your own personality? She kind of thought about it. She said, well, I guess I don't really put myself out there as much because I feel like I'm gonna have all these commitments and then I'm not gonna be home enough. And what's possible is I could start attending some different networking events with different types of women. I said, yeah, when are you gonna start? Well, next week. I said, how about this week? So that's some homework for you. Attend a new networking event. Well, let me tell you, I think it was about 3 days later, my phone rang. Not only did she attend a new networking event that was about an hour drive, she signed two new clients for a total of $20,000. Okay, with me. And she had two people join her network marketing team, business. So she had a network marketing business and ran another business. So, what's possible for you? If you did something different today that had the potential to bring greatness into your life and to shine light on your skills and your personality traits that are amazing, what would be possible? And I want you to think as big as you can here. None of this, well, might be possible for her, but it's not going to happen for me crap. Okay? So, what's possible? And as I wrap up this training, I wanted to keep it under 15 minutes. I'm going to leave you with a power thought, one of my power thought cards. And the one I've pulled for you today is I am worthy of financial freedom. I am worthy of financial freedom. Repeat it to yourself over and over and over because you were born to shine and it's prime time all the time. And you are worthy of financial freedom. So ask yourself, what's possible? Cheers.